Greetings, brothers and sisters, misses and misters, dreadlocks and rastas. Reggae world music.
Music. Now, brothers and sisters, good day. Sit down, how you doing? I hope you're doing fine.
Hello and welcome in once again to Ian's House of Reggae. Here on www.reggaeworldmusic.com for another hour of fine Jamaican music. And I'm going to start today with a question, as what do the following albums all have in common? Burning Spears, Marcus Garvey, The Abyssinians, Sata Masagana, The Upsetters, Super Ape, Bunny Wailer's Black Heart Man, Bob Andy's Songbook, and Pablo Moses' Revolutionary Dream. Well, apart from them all being legendary albums of the 1970s, they all feature an instrument which is not normally associated with reggae, the flute. Because quite surprisingly, hidden away underneath layers of bass, drums, guitars, keyboards and horns, the humble flute turns up in some quite unexpected places. And so today, I'm giving it the exposure it deserves in the House of Reggae's Flute Special. Flute Special. So, hot on the heels of the bass special I made earlier this year, this is a slightly more esoteric flute special. As over the next hour, I'm going to be playing a selection of my favourite tracks which all feature this historic woodwind instrument, which incidentally also lays claim to being the world's oldest, as 35,000-year-old flutes have recently been discovered in Europe, which to me is a definition of roots and culture. And so, kicking off the show today, you can hear behind me the respected producer and multi-instrumentalist Clive Hunt, with his flute-based version of Rockford Rock, which he recorded for Lloyd Bullwacky Barnes back in 1980. And Clive had previously produced the Abyssinians' classic debut album, Sata Masagana, where in amongst the 10 wonderfully crafted and exquisitely presented tracks was Clive Hunt playing a flute solo in the middle of the good Lord. But after leaving Jamaica and making New York his new home, he teamed up with Lloyd Barnes and co-produced a number of sessions for the Bullwacky label, including this next one, which sees Wayne Jarrett add his lyrics over the top of Clive's flute in Bubble Up.
It's just a bubble up, 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 bubbling out, bubbling out, bubbling out, bubbling out for ya. I will never run away. I will never run away. So not the gate or down the floor unless junk to jump you see. 'Cause I can feel it in my bones that it's coming one day. You better know what they do in my eye dreams. Live up and ride. The lava bubble up, 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 bubbling out, bubbling out, bubbling out, bubbling out for ya. I will never run away. I will never run away. Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, when you think it's peace and safety, sudden destruction. When you think it's peace and safety, sudden destruction. When you think it's peace and safety, sudden destruction. When you think it's peace and safety, murder and destruction. Oh, oh yeah. Oh, oh yeah. Bubble up, bubble up, bubble up, bubble up, bubble up. Bubble up, bubble up, bubble up, bubble up, bubble up. It's just a bubble up, bubble up, bubble up. It's just a bubble up, bubble up, bubble up. It's just a bubble up, bubble up, bubble up, bubble up, bubble up. It's just a bubble up, bubble up, bubble up, bubble up, bubble up. Not to get out on the floor and let's rock, rock the jam music. So now they get on the floor and let's rock, rock the jam music. Cause I can feel it in my bones, I can feel it in my bones. And Jah is coming for drill sooner than you think. I will never run away. No, I will never run away. No, I will never run away. No, I will never run away. Oh, it's just a bubble up, bubble up, bubble up, bubble up, bubble up.
That was Wayne Jarrett with Bubble Up, which was co-produced by Clive Hunt and Lloyd Barnes, and featured on Wayne's 1982 album titled Showcase Volume 1, which came out on the Wackies label in America.
This station rocked the nation with sound vibration.
And so the most frequently recorded flute player in Jamaican music is without doubt Tommy McCook.
Tommy McCook. Tommy McCook.
Who, although best known for his accomplished performances on the tenor saxophone throughout the 1960s and 70s, he was always capable and willing to use the flute, either in solo recordings or backing up vocal tracks. And he gained his particular skill from his childhood when he was a student at the famed Alpha Boys School in Kingston back in the 1930s and 40s, where he played both saxophone and flute in the marching band. And so after leaving the school, he went on to become a professional musician touring around the Caribbean in jazz and dance orchestras, before returning to Jamaica in 1962, where over the next two decades he became a leading light in many studio bands. And so over the course of this show, we're going to hear Tommy plays flute in ska, rocksteady, reggae and dub tracks. And so to kick off is this great Prince Jammy mixed dub version, which sees Tommy bring his jazz influence to the fore as he adapts a melody from Dave Brubeck's Take 5 into a flute dub classic.
This is your popular station where your music comes first. And I want to think about it because the coming are now strong. Strong, strong. Ready?
Thank you.
Wonderful stuff, as that was Tommy McCook and his magical flute with Jah Love Rocker's Dub, which was mixed by Prince Jammy at King Tubby Studio and originally came out on the B-side of Dillinger's Jah Love on the Jackpot label in Jamaica back in 1977, and was later compiled by the Blood and Fire label for their King Tubby compilation titled Dub Gone Crazy.
That is the wickedest sound I play.
And so, as promised, we're going to be hearing a lot more from Tommy McCook a little later in the show. But up next is a lesser-known Carlton, Sam Samuels, who also started out as a saxophonist, recording backing lines at places like Studio One in the 1960s. But by the mid-70s, he was drafted into Jack Ruby's Black Disciples studio band to play the flute on many of his productions, including Burning Spear's breakthrough album Marcus Garvey, where he can be heard on the final two tracks on side A, Live Good, and this one called Give Me.
Greetings, my brothers and sisters, and I greet you for Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who at this day revealed himself in the personality of our imperial majesty and brightness in our side of earth. Rastafari.
Give me what is mine. Free access. Set me free, let me be free from all misery. By what you give me, be good people.
Wondrous Burning Spear there with Give Me, which featured Carlton Samuels on the flute and originally came out on 7-inch on the Fox label in Jamaica back in 1975, and of course also featured on the Spears' legendary Marcus Garvey album the same year. And speaking of legendary albums, Lee Scratch Perry's 1976 experimental masterpiece Super Ape was a bewildering fusion of dub mixing, roots vocals, jazz touches, and African mysticism. And where, in amongst the swirling, overcrowded mixes, could be heard the flute-playing talents of one Egbert Evans, who again was primarily a saxophone player who went on to contribute to albums like The In Crowd's His Majesty Is Coming and Dennis Brown's Words of Wisdom. But in the Black Ark melting pot, he was regularly used by Scratch to add his ethereal flute, as can be heard on Dread Lion.
Dread Lion, Dread Lion, Dread Lion.
Your God is Lion, proof like Iron.
As only Lee Scratch Perry can, that was Dread Lion, which is taken from his Super Ape album, which came out on the Island label back in 1976. And featured amongst a myriad of musicians was Egbert Evans, adding a little mystical style on the flute.
Right now, we've been wonderfully surrounded by all these bubbles of talent.
And so now for another saxophonist turned flautist. As throughout the 1960s, Roland Alfonso was a horn man of choice for Sir Coxon Dodd, featuring as he did in countless recordings for the producer, initially with Clue J and the Blues Blasters, and going on to feature in the studio on house bands of the Scatterlites, the Soul Brothers and the Soul Vendors. But unlike many of his contemporaries, Roland was a graduate of the Stony Hill Industrial School, where as a teenager in the 1940s he had first picked up a saxophone. And after leaving the school, he followed the traditional route of serving his apprenticeship in the jazz orchestras of the day before beginning his recording career. But as well as being a tenor sax maestro, Roland occasionally turned his hand to the flute and recorded a couple of instrumentals at Studio One, titled Jazz Steady and Psycho Rhythmic, as well as contributing a flute solo to Bob Andy's Too Experienced, and also on this early reggae rarity by the Supertones, called Trust No Shadow.
Trust No Shadow.
This is your number one station, your official station. You know. Do it!
The Supertones with Trust No Shadow, which was produced by Sir Cox and Dodd and originally released on a 7-inch on his Studio One label in Jamaica back in 1970, and featured Roland Alfonso on the flute.
I say, hey, Mr. DJ, I love the way you really play. And the way you do it, believe me, you keep me skanking all night and all day.
And so, up next in the House of Reggae's Flute Special, I've got an instrumental which was recorded by Clancy Eccles and his studio band, The Dynamites. And although I'm not 100% sure who the flautist is on this one, what I do know is that it is an early reggae version of Tom Hark, which was originally recorded by the wonderfully named Elias and his Zigzag Jive Flutes, who were a South African group of musicians led by brothers Elias and Jack Lerole, who scored a multi-million selling worldwide hit in 1958 with Tom Hark in a musical style that was a close cousin to Jamaican mento music. And so, unsurprisingly, the song became popular in Jamaica too, and as mentioned, was turned into an early reggae classic in 1969 by the Dynamites, when it was renamed as John Public.
Oh,
That was the Dynamites with their version of Tom Hark, which they called John Public, and was produced by Clancy Eccles and came out on a white label pre in Jamaica and a Duke label in the UK back in 1969, and can now be found on the double CD Clancy Eccles anthology titled Freedom on the Trojan label.
Keep listening, keep dancing, keep rocking, keep skanking, keep drinking, keep smoking, keep joking, while the musical display there.
And so up next, I've got a flute-based hat-trick starring Dennis Brown. Dennis Brown, Dennis Brown. Who, as you're about to hear, did more than his fair share to promote the instrument in reggae music, as over the course of 10 years, he recorded a handful of tracks which all featured prominent flute lines in them, and which all complemented his soulful lyrics and vocals. And so I'm going to start this mix with probably my all-time favourite tune by the Crown Prince, as this is called At the Foot of the Mountain.
At the Foot of the Mountain.
Lives an old man who sits all day and hopes things will come his way. And of the first time ever I passed by his way, he called me, son, come on over here. He said, although you may not know, so relax here and hope love will pass your way. Thank you. try to concentrate on getting a weekly pay instead of begging every day. Father gave us every little thing to make us try and help ourselves, and he said he'd help those who try to help themselves. So if you want to be in that situation, change your evil ways and join this congregation. And maybe you'll soon be living like the king that sit death on his throne. If happiness is far away, it will show up someday. To concentrate.
The great Dennis Emmanuel Brown in a fine style there, as first up you heard At the Foot of the Mountain, which was produced by Eddie Wong and released on his Downtown label in Jamaica back in 1973, and can now be found on a Dennis Brown anthology titled The Crown Prince of Reggae on VP Records. And I followed that with one of his most popular tunes, To the Foundation, for which he recorded three different versions over the years. And it was a middle one that I played, which was produced by Gussie Clark and released on his Music Works label back in 1981, and which can now be found on Greensleeve's Biggest Dancehall Anthems 1979 to 1982 collection. And then we ended up with Concentration, a soulful roots reality tune that he recorded for Derek Harriott, and which was released on the Move and Groove label in Jamaica and the Smash label in the UK back in 1972, and which you can also find on the Crown Prince of Reggae anthology. And finally, I have to admit that I'm not sure who the flautist was on any of those tunes, except to say that my money is on Tommy McCook for at least a couple of them.
Bang ba-da-ling, di-da-ling, ba-dang, ba-dang, bang, di-da-ling, ba-da-ling, bang. Lord of mercy.
And so, speaking of the venerable Mr. McCook, that after his spell playing abroad in the 1950s, he returned to Kingston in 1962, and soon became intrigued by the new jazz-influenced instrumentals that were being released on the island, such as Don Drummond's School in the Duke, which was produced by self-confessed jazz fan Sir Cox and Dodd, and it was he who persuaded Tommy to join his studio band, where he was encouraged to merge his knowledge and experience of big band orchestras into the emerging ska scene. And being a few years older than many of his fellow musicians, he naturally took on a leading role in the studio. And so when the Scatolites were formed in 1964, they were often billed at their live concerts as Tommy McCook and the Scatolites. But as well as starring on the tenor saxophone, Tommy also introduced the flute into a handful of their recordings. And so I've picked out a couple here that also feature drummer Lloyd Nibb displaying his African buru style of drumming. And so first up, this is a hard-hitting instrumental, Cleopatra.
Thank you. falling under my feet, ruin this old earth. With foolishness and gurgles burn, Babylon, you're gonna desert. Babylon, you're gonna desert.
Blistering ska music there, as first up you heard the Scatterlights at Studio One with Cleopatra, which featured Tommy McCook on flute, alongside the tenor sax of Roland Alfonso and the trumpet of Johnny Dizzy Moore, and which originally came out on the Porter Jam label in Jamaica and the Dr. Bird label in the UK back in 1965, and can now be found on the compilation Studio One Ska Fever on Soul Jazz Records. And then following that was vocalist Vernon Allen with Babylon, which featured Tommy's flute throughout and was produced by Prince Buster and released on his Prince Buster label in Jamaica and the R&B label in the UK back in 1964, which has in more recent years also been repressed on 7-inch, but as far as I know, that one is yet to see an official CD or download release.
Hold up all the stations, this station supplies all the popular stations with popular music.
But before we hear a couple more tunes from Mr. McCook's illustrious repertoire, I want to highlight a famous Jamaican jazz flautist who, as a teenager in the 1940s, first learned to play the saxophone at the Alpha Boys School alongside Tommy McCook and future jazz greats like Joe Harriet and Dizzy Reese. As I'm talking about Harold McNair, who after leaving the school also became a professional musician touring around the Caribbean, before he moved to England in 1960, where he formed his own jazz quartet and made regular appearances at London's nightclubs like Ronnie Scott's. But as well as starring on the saxophone, Harold was also a mean flute player, which exposed his talent to the folk world as well, as throughout the second half of the 1960s he made guest appearances on big-selling albums by the likes of Donovan, John Martin and Davy Graham. But for this show, we're going to hear a self-composed flute-led jazz funk classic from 1968, as this is Harold McNair with The Hipster.
What are you trying to say, boy?
If you want to know, just listen to this.
Thank you.
Well, that was something a little way different, as that was Jamaican-born Harold McNair with The Hipster, which he recorded in London and was released on 7-inch on the RCA Victor label back in 1968. But sadly, despite his popularity and success, Harold died 3 years later of lung cancer, aged just 39 years old, and the music world lost a talented and influential Jamaican musician.
Ever since I was a youth, I've always been searching for the truth. But having been told so many lies, life like good music never died.
But now we're going to head back down Jamaica way, and that after the Scatolites split up in 1965, Tommy McCook was employed by Duke Reid to lead the house band at his newly built Treasure Isle studio. And named the Supersonics, Tommy would on occasion play his flute to add a mellifluous line here and there on instrumentals like Inez and Mary Poppins, as well as vocal sides like The Sensations, Every Day is a Holiday, Justin Hines's You Should Have Known Better, John Holt's Ali Baba, and this next one by The Techniques, which is called I'm in the Mood for Love.
Now clap your hands and stomp your feet. This happens to be a Treasure Wild tree.
I'm in the mood for love, cause of the feeling. Nobody knows my pride but you. There was never a girl knows my do's and my don'ts. No wonder why I love you so, cause you give me the feeling. I'm in the mood for love, cause of the feeling. Nobody knows my pride but you. The feeling, nobody knows my pride but you. There was never a girl like you who knows my do's and my don'ts. No wonder why I love you so, cause you give me the feeling. I've got the kind of love I have been searching for. You drive me crazy, girl, crazy for you.
Sweet Rocksteady, courtesy of The Techniques there, with I'm in the Mood for Love, which featured the flute of Tommy McCook and was produced by Duke Reid and initially released on his Treasure Isle label back in 1968, and can now be found on the group's double CD compilation release on Trojan Records, titled Queen Majesty.
Music is my occupation, good for meditation, great for inspiration.
But now, moving into the 1970s, and Tommy McCook became a musician for hire in the Kingston studios, and his flute could be heard on an array of different albums, such as Bunny Wailer's Black Heart Man, The Abyssinian's Arise, Pablo Mose's Revolutionary Dream, and Ricky Grant's Poverty People, as well as some classic root singles like this next one by the African Brothers, called Righteous Kingdom.
We live in a world of sorrow. Wishing for a better tomorrow. The pains and the strains we bear, that seems to get worse each day. It's a fight, it's a battle for survival. So let's fight, struggle, fight, never fall. proper nation can be mended in the making of a new creation. So let's sing the song of freedom. Let's pray for the rule of a righteous kingdom. Pray for the rule of a righteous kingdom.
That was Sugar Minot, Tony Tough and Derek Howard, aka the African Brothers, with Righteous Kingdom, which they produced themselves and was originally released on both the Microne and Black Roots labels in Jamaica back in 1979, and can now be found on the group's compilation CD titled Want Some Freedom on the Easy Star label.
Ice, Irie.
But now I've got one final Tommy McCook Plays the Flute a style tune for you. As in the mid-1970s, he also worked closely with Vivian Yabby Hugh Jackson, providing some classic horn lines to the producer's Deep Roots recordings, which also included a couple more flute-led explorations, like the vocal track Walls of Jerusalem and the instrumental Death Trap, which they recorded at Lee Perry's Black Ark Studio in 1975, and where Tommy heralded the tune with an almighty clarion call, before stepping into a hypnotic flyer-style roots number called Death Trap. Death Trap.
And power, music like a shower. We'll be right back.
That was Tommy McCook with Death Trap, his wonderful instrumental, which was produced by Yabby U at the Black Ark Studio in 1975 and originally came out on 7-inch on the Prophets label and was later compiled by Blood and Fire on their Jesus Dread release. But that final blow of the flute brings to a close another show. So thank you very much for tuning in, and I hope you enjoyed the flute-based tunes. And if you did, then you can always check out some of the old shows at the homepage at houseofreggae.podomatic.com, or you can come and join me every Friday for the live show from 8 p.m. UK time on www.reggaeworldmusic.com for some more fine Jamaican music here in Ian's House of Reggae.
House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae.